So, this morning, in the midst of everything that is happening here in South Sudan, this is not what God desires for his children. God does not desire conflict and death and killing for his children. You know the first time that human beings killed each other on earth? It was in the book of Genesis. That was when Cain killed Abel. And then God said that because the earth has opened its mouth to receive the blood of your brother, this becomes a curse. So, my dear friends, so it is. Anytime that we make the earth drink the blood of another human being, it becomes a curse for us. And we should stop making the earth drink the blood of other human beings, because they are our brothers and they are our sisters. This is the one thing that we need to stop doing. And if Jesus is in us, this is the message he tells us. He is the Word of God, the Word that created everything, and the Word that lives with us. And the other secret of Jesus being in us, the hope of glory, is that, you know, as I stand here, you know I'm also an African, right? You know where I come from, right? You know where I come from? Where, Malacca? You don't believe that I come from Malacca. So where do you believe I come from? Oh. I come also from Africa. I come from the other part. You are in the east, we are in the west. I come from Ghana. And because I come from Ghana, several experiences that you have here, we also do have. All of you are born into different tribes. And so are we also born in Ghana into different tribes. And in fact, several African countries are all born into tribes. But this is the funny thing. So let me ask you, who decided to be born into a particular tribe? Who was consulted by God to be born into one tribe or the other? Which of you? Nobody. Nobody decided to be born into this tribe or that tribe. God didn't ask me, and I was born the way I was born. And so if none of us decided to be born into one tribe or the other tribe, why does it become a problem now what tribe we belong to? Since it is not the responsibility of any one of us. This is the truth of the gospel that we listen to. Because John's gospel says what? In the beginning was the Word, right? The Word was with God, and through him everything was made. And outside the Word of God, nothing was made. So in Jesus, everything was made. So Jesus is the principle of our creation and our birth. It is Jesus who determined that we should be born in different tribes. But Jesus did not decide that we should be born into different tribes to come and kill each other. So since we all didn't decide to be born into whatever tribe we belong to, the tribe that we belong to should rather enrich our humanity rather than make us enemies. The plan of God is that our different belongings should enrich us, should enrich the nature of the human family. It should not rather become a source of hatred and a source of hostility and a source of killing. So at least for you Christians, and for you who know the Word of God, and for you who know about Jesus in you, the hope of glory, you should recognize that it is Jesus who determined that we should be born into different tribes, not we. And the plan of Jesus for us all is to be born into different tribes, not to kill ourselves, but to be able to glorify God in our different tribes and different nations. And so this should be a source of glory. This should be a source of praise and happiness. It should not be a source of hostility and hatred. That's why Christians call each other brothers and sisters. Because for us, it doesn't matter what differences there are. What matters is that Jesus is the one in whom and through whom we are what we are. So, my dear friends, If Paul tells us this morning that Jesus is in us as the hope of glory, then we also recognize that Jesus is in us as the hope of glory, but also as the source of peace. And when Jesus is in us as the hope of glory and the source of peace, then Jesus tells us one thing. He is the Word through whom we created and through whom we born in our different tribal belongings and our different national belongings. And because it is Jesus' responsibility, and if even you want, it is the fault of Jesus that we are different tribes, then let us not blame one another. Let us blame Jesus. If you want to blame anybody for the fact that we are in different tribes, don't blame one another. Blame Jesus and blame God. He's the one who created us in the diversity of our tribes and nations. They are supposed to be a blessing, an enrichment, a source of beauty. They're not supposed to be a source of hostility and a source of killing and a source of brutality. And may God bless you all and help us all realize his vision. Amen.